This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A top White House advisor warned Sunday the United States is preparing fresh sanctions against Russia over the near-fatal poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The jailed opposition leader is President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent. U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, told CNN's State of the Union Sunday another round of sanctions is being prepared. Moscow quickly pushed back and warned of a Russian response, with a foreign ministry spokesperson on social media calling out what she says are illegal actions. It comes days after Mr. Biden and Putin met in Geneva for their first summit, where the leaders sought to cool tensions in the U.S.-Russian relationship. The party of France's far-right leader, Marine Le Pen, performed weaker than expected in the first round of regional elections Sunday in a vote marked by record levels of abstention. Early projections showed the center-right Republican Party on course to top Sunday's vote, which Le Pen's national rally undershot predictions based on voter surveys conducted last week. Although she was not standing for an election herself, she had been hoping for a strong party performance to give her momentum ahead of next year's presidential and parliamentary elections. The vote for new assemblies in mainland France's 13 regions and 96 departments take place over two consecutive Sundays, with a second runoff vote scheduled for June 27th. Ethiopia's election workers took to the streets of Addis Ababa Sunday to explain the voting process. Monday's national polls have been touted by Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed as the country's first attempt at free and fair elections. This is VOA News. Libya's unity government Sunday reopened a 300-kilometer coastal highway linking the country's east and west, closed for 2 years due to fighting. Announcing the implementation of another key step in a UN-led peace process, Libya's interim prime minister says the move will help to turn a page after a decade of conflict. The highway connected the war-torn North African country's border with Tunisia to its frontier with Egypt. Chile will inaugurate the convention tasked with writing its new constitution July 4th, President Sebastián Piñera announced Sunday, as the South American country moves towards replacing its current conservative dictatorship-era charter. Over the course of 9 months, the drafting body will have to balance a popular clamor for profound social change with the need to maintain a robust economy as it rewrites the old constitution, which dates from the rule of Augusto Pinochet. Their term could be extended for 3 more months, and the body will need a 2/3 majority to approve the draft that will be put to a national referendum next year. Voting will be mandatory. Portuguese authorities have confirmed suspicions that the new Delta variant of the coronavirus is driving a spike in new cases in the Lisbon region. Portugal's National Health Institute said Sunday the highly infectious variant that was first found in India has a prevalence of 60% of new cases in the nation's capital. The recent surge in infections caused authorities last week to ban all travel in and out of Lisbon on the weekends. The measure went into effect on Friday. China on Sunday announced it had administered its 1 billionth shot in the world's biggest coronavirus inoculation drive, just as Brazil's death toll from the pandemic passes 500,000. The global death toll from COVID-19 is now more than 3.8 million, and many nations are still battling outbreaks. But vaccine drives are allowing some countries to begin to remove health restrictions. China's self-proclaimed success against the virus stands in stark contrast to Brazil, which Saturday became the second nation after the United States to surpass 500,000 COVID-19 deaths. A French and an American astronaut completed a 6-hour spacewalk Sunday as they installed new solar panels to boost power supplies to the International Space Station, NASA said. The two men activated the internal batteries in their spacesuits, then opened the hatch to the ISS airlock. The astronauts, representing the European Space Agency and NASA, are slated to complete it on Friday.